Something else that can occur during follow-ups is the prospect doesn't answer the phone at the time of the scheduled follow-up call. Here are a couple of ideas and tips about leaving messages for the prospect. Number one, always be professional and upbeat. Don't play guilt games. Never say something like, I thought we had an appointment. Number two, don't put the responsibility of the return call exclusively on the prospect. Share it. Number three, always leave your phone number, say it slowly, and then repeat it. Frequency of follow-up calls. What I'm going to give you here are just guidelines for the frequency of your follow-up calls. They are meant only as a guideline. The day of the scheduled follow-up. Call two times, leaving only one message. Caller ID block is off for the first call, on for the second call. Here's an example of the message I would leave. Hi Josh, I'm calling at our scheduled time. I wanted to make sure you received the movie I sent you. I'm going to be in and out, but you can try to reach me at 801-785-6851. That number again is 801-785-6851. I'll also try to catch up with you a little later. I look forward to talking with you. Hope you're doing well. Over the next 7 days, call three times, leaving only one message. Caller ID block is off for the one call when you leave a message. Here's an example of that message. Hi Josh, wanted to help you get, and then state whatever their need one is, very briefly. You can try to reach me at 801-785-6851. Again, that number is 801-785-6851. I'll also try to reach you a little later. Hope all is well. The next 7 days, call two times, leaving only one message. Caller ID block is off for the one call you leave a message. The next 7 days, call one time and leave a final message. Caller ID block is off. If this final message is for someone in your cold market, here's an example. Hi Josh, I'm giving you a final call. I'm taking your lack of response as not being interested. I enjoyed meeting you and wish you success. If anything changes and you want to pick this up at a later time, give me a call. I'd like to help you. Bye-bye. If this final call is somebody that you know, here's what I recommend. Hi John, I'm giving you a final call. I'm taking your lack of response as not being interested. I enjoyed talking with you about it and hope that by me offering this to you, I've not offended you in any way. Our relationship means more to me than any business venture we might pursue together. Please call me back or send me an email and let me know if I've offended you. If I have, I want to clear it up. My email address is, then give the email address, and then say take care or goodbye or whatever it is, however you end the call.